We love to read accounts of rescue and self-sacrifice. There's something about that storyline that both encourages and challenges us. Well, the Apostle Paul writes of one such rescue story, which took place centuries ago in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ left his home in heaven to fulfill a mission of rescue. He was the only one who could complete such a dangerous and complicated mission. Jesus, much like a modern-day lifeguard, left the safety of heaven and dove into our world, swimming against its murky currents of sin. Like a drowning victim, you and I could never save ourselves, but Jesus did. And now he expects us to share in this mission of rescue. There are people all around us who are sinking down in the dangerous pools of sin, just as we were. They are floundering around, just looking for someone who can pull them to safety. Gradually, they are being sucked under by the undercurrents of immorality, rationalism, spiritual apathy, and various other influences. Just as Jesus saved us, we are likewise called to be rescuers to others who face the same horrible fate, eternal separation from God in hell. Every Christian believer needs to dive in, pulling those people lost to the shore. Yes, we have the wonderful opportunity to share in the ministry of rescue that Jesus established on Calvary the day he died for the sins of the world. But we need to be actively involved, not just watching for some place of safety on the shore. Who around you might be drowning today? Are there any lost souls crying out for rescue in the rivers that flow by you? Pull them to Jesus today.